Yeah, Israel Hale, team number 21.
Joseph Hale, team number 21.
The brothers were the first team into Nome just as racers trickled in Monday morning ahead of their restart.
We were coming into Nome, and I hadn't done a lot of praying that we could win or anything like that, but I was like, Lord, keep these Nomesies running. We'd really like to be into Nome first today. And he answered my prayer by 18 seconds, so I can't beat that.
That's Joseph, the oldest. He rides with his younger brother Israel, who is a double amputee. The brothers did participate in Iron Dog last year.
We ran the trail class last year, and we pulled in here first in the trail class team by about 7 hours, I think. And then...
I don't quite think it's that much.
But what is driving them to compete at the pro level? Israel fields that question.
Mostly to inspire people to push forward in life, despite issue disability or despite mental capacity, and just do something that's never been done. And both of us just push ourselves to do something that most people think is impossible, or we kind of thought might be impossible ourselves.
Israel Hale was in his early 20s when he was hit by a car traveling at 50 miles per hour while attempting to work on a collapsed trailer on the side of the road. He survived, but without his legs. He was presented with a life challenge he had never expected to face. While recovering and regaining his strength, he began taking snow machining much more seriously, even with the challenges of navigating the sport as a double amputee. Ahead of the 2021 Iron Dog, he was recorded saying, quote, "I know it won't be easy, so much of my life hasn't been. The only difference is that this time, it is a challenge I'm choosing for myself," end quote. On Saturday afternoon in Big Lake, the Hale brothers became the first ever disabled team to cross the Pro Class Iron Dog finish line. Before concluding our interview at the garage, the brothers wish to part with a message for anyone listening.
Really, just don't have a give-up spirit, even when stuff is hard, because life comes at us from all different angles, and some days it's really hard, but out on the race, out on the trail, it's really hard. People have no idea the challenge. If you put your mind and heart to it, and it's what you want to do, make yourself do it. It's not going to be easy, but easy isn't always good. And that's just the race. There's everything in life, whether it's work or family or anything.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Colin O'Connor.